Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger. Thank you for coming back and joining or joining for the first time. If this is your first time, this is episode 13. And as I reflect on a couple of the topics that have been swimming through my head, they're kind of like number 13 is charged. They're both maybe a little charged. I'm going to be brave and dive into a topic that I've been somewhat avoiding for the sake of we have more discussion about it in our world than we need, but it kind of just strikes my thought fancy. So if you're watching the news and getting this real time, or if you're getting this 15 years in the future, the most recent Donald Trump little thing that happened was he's at a rally for life of sorts, and I don't have it in front of me, so the pro-life rally of sorts. And he basically made the comment that many states, I don't remember the exact word he used, many states are allowing children to be born from their mother's womb at 9 months. And that's horrible. And that's the meme that's going around. And so where this sparks my interest, and I could go a billion ways with this, is just the whole, okay, first of all, let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he made an honest misspeak. I don't know what he has in front of him, what he was reading off of, and how much he was off the cuffing it. And oh my gosh, like, okay, I'm thinking if this is why I don't want to be president. Because if I had made that misspeak, the moment that I had noticed it, I would have been like a puddle of embarrassment on the floor. Oh my gosh, I'd just be so embarrassed. And if I had gotten through and not noticed and somebody called me on it later, I'd be freaking out that I was so in some other zone and missed, was so committed to those words. And I mean, I think that can be a human error. You mean one thing, you say another, and in your brain, you just keep going with your full commitment of what you're saying, because in your brain, you said it right, but the rest of the world who's listening, or at least some people are like, whoa, wait, what? And I don't know, like, I guess my question is, well, my thoughts are a couple. First of all, okay, funny meme, funny misquote. I get it. I get why it's a meme, okay? Especially in the political climate that we have. It's also unfortunate if the meme goes out on its own without any definition of where he was at. And obviously he didn't get, like, stoned after this, so people were believing that he made a mistake or perhaps sitting there like, wait, what did I just hear? But it's the frustration that I kind of have with, I want news. We have so much problem with fake news. We have people who've lost their job because videos have been cut incorrectly, or not incorrectly is the wrong word, but videos that have been cut with intention of harming somebody by making the video and ending up saying something different by the way it's spliced. And this was just a cut, so obviously taken out of context, or put in context, at least you can understand what maybe was supposed to be said. And I, the little video or news looking I've done this morning, I haven't seen any like statements that came back of, oh my gosh, I misspoke. And I think my question is sort of, what does one do in that place of power? Like, what are you supposed to do? I guess to me, I would think if it was me, I would be like mortified and I would call a press conference and say, I'm so sorry. I hope you all understand it's a misspeak, that that's not what I meant to say. And then I also think of times when people have corrected their misspeak and people are like, oh, you're just saying that to appease us and that's not what you meant. But clearly, if Donald Trump actually meant what he said, then he's either clearly not in his right mind or he's just speaking out of his brain and things are coming out and he's not thinking. And I would hope that our president wouldn't do that too often, standing on the center of attention, giving a huge speech. The pressure of being president and speaking all the time would again, I would think, make one a little crazy, but you kind of know that when you get into the job and that's part of the preparation, et cetera, et cetera. So there's part of me that almost feels a little sorry for him for having his words taken, if they're a true misspeak, and put into a meme that's sent everywhere. That's our political climate. That's our media climate right now. So it's not like it's any sort of surprise or anything. I'm certainly not making that statement, but just the desire to have real news and kind of just looking for the news story that maybe exists and I just haven't found of what happened up there and what was meant. Just sort of, I want the clear it up. And I don't even know if that exists, if anybody would care or believe it or whatever at this point. It's just, I am frustrated with the lack of trying to find quality news that is real and accurate and not sensationalized, as everybody else for the most part is. Or I don't know, maybe we're not. Maybe we all really do like this over sensationalized news stories that get us going. And I kind of like, I don't want that to be our truth as human beings. But if we watch reality shows and we watch how they're all structured, then how they're designed to keep us all emotionally charged, that obviously happens with the shows, it happens with our news media and our headlines. Is it a case where it's what the public wants? Is it the case of it's what sells magazines? And if so, why do we let it do that? Why do we let it sell us, and why do we fall for it? Or is it one of those things where, like Steve Jobs says, of I will tell you what you want, and because it benefits us and me, and which I know isn't an exactly perfect correlation with Steve Jobs and Apple, but a little bit, kind of that idea of we'll tell you what you want, that we can claim it's what the market wants. But if we give the market sensationalism, which gets people paying attention and we all fall for it because we click on stuff and we read the stories and we like the memes, that obviously we're just perpetuating this forward. And how does one stop that? I have no idea. Definitely a situation of presenting a problem without having a solution, which I guess if we all had solutions to our problem, we'd maybe live in a different world. But I also think of, like, would we think it's sort of boring? Like, if we lived in this world of non-sensationalized news, would it be too boring for us to handle? Personally, I just give me the facts as best they can be given. Give me opinions that are based on facts. I get enough stuff in my life that's, like, crazy that I don't really need extra external junk adding to it. I guess it's a great way to sort of not deal with our own stuff and look at somebody else's stuff and whatever the case might be there. So maybe it's a national sickness, which I sometimes kind of think it is. I personally, not a fan of a lot of reality TV. But things like, hey, Survivor, does anybody notice that these guys don't, like, all grow beards and these women are perfectly hairless at the end? So you've lost me on reality TV. Sorry, makes me crazy. Anyway, there is my thought for the day. My almost feeling sorry for Donald Trump. I'm leaving the door open for that. The stress of being a person out in the world and making a misspeak and having the entire world, like, bash you for it. That's just not, I don't have the intestinal fortitude for that. But that's okay. Anyway, have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great morning. Bye-bye.